From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. A University of Missouri graduate teaching assistant is accused of grabbing a teenage family member by the hair and pulling her out of school because she wasn't wearing a traditional headscarf worn by some Muslim women. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 53-year-old Yusuf Omar was arrested at his home Wednesday on suspicion of felony child abuse. He was released from the Boone County Jail after posting $4,500 bond. Police spokeswoman Letitia Strower says officers were called to Columbia's Hickman High School on Tuesday after Omar became irate when he noticed the 14-year-old family member not wearing a hijab. Strower says Omar grabbed the girl, quote, very violently by the hair, end quote, and pulled her outside and down some stairs. A Southwest Missouri newspaper's recent attempts to obtain emails from three former public officials in Joplin resulted in two denials because the records were wiped clean soon after the leaders left office. The Joplin Globe, which requested the records, reports denials raise questions because bulk deletion of a public official's email records is inconsistent with state and local retention rules. Emails are seen as public documents, and the rules say they should only be deleted immediately after they have been assessed, and only if the content has no public value. The Globe could not obtain emails of former Joplin City Manager Mark Rohr, nor emails pertaining to Bruce Speck's tenure as the president of Missouri Southern State University. The cause of a fire that destroyed three Sedalia homes on Thanksgiving Day is not known. Sedalia Fire Department Battalion Chief Matt Irwin says the cause could not be determined because of the, quote, complexity of the house, end quote. The Sedalia Democrat reports that heavy smoke was coming out of the first residence to catch fire when crews arrived. High winds then spread the fire to neighboring homes that were also destroyed. A fourth home sustained exterior and smoke damage, while two additional houses had just minor smoke damage. The fire took about 7 hours to put out. Irwin says two firefighters were treated at the scene for minor injuries. It's been more than 15 months since Michael Brown became a household name after former police officer Darren Wilson shot and killed the 18-year-old in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson. But Brown's fame stands in stark contrast to the relative obscurity of his gravesite. The final resting place of the Black Lives Matter movement icon still does not have a headstone. Instead, the grave at St. Peter's Cemetery, about 4 miles from where Brown died, is marked only by the letters MB, which are spray-painted in orange on a concrete footing for the would-be grave marker. Leah LaFleur is vice president of a foundation Brown's mother helped launch in her late son's memory. LaFleur says Leslie McSpadden, Brown's mother, wants the headstone to be perfect and poetic and that the effort, quote, has just taken time, end quote. Neither LaFleur nor McSpadden said when the headstone would be put in place. A newspaper report says proposed plans to move a federal spy agency's regional headquarters from St. Louis to Illinois' Scott Air Force Base have been around for over a decade. Southwestern Illinois and Missouri are competing to house the project. The Belleville News Democrat reports minutes from a 2005 meeting of top Pentagon leaders show they considered the Illinois option for moving the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Michael Wynn is a base official who previously was the United States Air Force Secretary. He says he recalled just one site being discussed when a council met at the Pentagon in May of 2005. Illinois' St. Clair County has offered up hundreds in its bid to house the project. Three sites in the St. Louis area are under consideration. The governor's mansion is about to look a little more festive. The Christmas trees that will adorn the Jefferson City mansion are expected to arrive this morning. The outside tree is a 30-foot Norway spruce that came from the yard of a Washington resident. Also headed to the mansion is a Colorado blue spruce that will adorn the grand staircase. Later in the day, 4 7-foot eastern white pines will be delivered to the mansion. They will be set up in the double parlor and the library on the mansion's first floor. On December 4th, there will be a lighting ceremony, and holiday tours will begin then. The $380 million Gateway Arch Grounds overhaul in St. Louis has opened its first renovated park. The arch and its grounds are undergoing a $380 million renovation, which includes a planned 46,000-square-foot expansion of the Visitor Center and a redesigned Museum of Western expansion. The makeover also includes creating a park atop a concrete and steel lid being built over an interstate highway between the arch and downtown. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports contractors on Wednesday removed fencing around Luther Smith Square, just west of the arch grounds. Construction of the square started last year and included leveling of the old park, building new pathways, adding lighting, trees, and more than 300 feet of benches. Other parts of the project are expected to open in 2016 and 2017. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.